7.265 and 18.133 megahertz. A certificate and QSL card are available for $5 from Herbert Goodluck. He's N7HG, P.O. Box 06, Chinle, Arizona, 86503. A silent key to report this week, Carter Craigie, N3AO, passed away on August 1st, 2024, at the age of 86. Licensed since 1981, he was an ARRL Life member and Maxim Society member. He was married to past ARRL President Kay Craigie, N3KN, for 49 years. During Kay's tenure as an ARRL President, Carter traveled with her to conventions and conferences in the U.S. and other countries. Someone who never knew a stranger, he made many friends on those travels with whom he stayed in touch with on the air and through social media. His many amateur radio accomplishments and further words of remembrance from Kay are on ARRL News. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT Report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. There's a new satellite in orbit. It was built by some 300 students from University of Montpellier in France. It took over a decade to develop and build. It is Robusta 3A, and the main mission will be studying the extreme flash flooding that occurs from the storms in southern France. The satellite carries an experimental attitude determination and control system, or ADEX. This will be used to orient the solar panel for optimal exposure, as well as aim sensors and the downlink antennas. They will also be testing computer memory chips from 3D Plus to see how they withstand radiation exposure in space. There's a downlink on 436.750 MHz, which transmits short bursts of telemetry. It will also be used as a store and forward satellite similar to FalconSat 3, which deorbited in January of 2023. The uplink frequency has not been published as the satellite is still undergoing commissioning. In the meantime, you can listen for the telemetry. The store and forward mode will be 9K6 GMSK AX25 protocol. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.